the rest of the story. He was a New York City boy who wanted to become a Wild West lawman. He ran away from his Brooklyn home at 13. He made his way west by freight train and worked on cattle ranches for a while, even joined a circus as a roustabout. But then in 1919, he was passing through Homer, Nebraska, and he liked what he saw and decided to stay. Now he's in his late 20s. His first job in Homer was painter, paper hanger, and he was not very good at it. But soon he met and fell in love with a local grocer's daughter, Kathleen, and he confided to her his dream was becoming a lawman. He wanted to be a lawman. Well, dreams do come true in Homer, Nebraska. That same year, he and Kathleen were married, and the next year, he, Richard James Hart, became town marshal. And that's where our story begins, really. A true tale that few have heard, the saga of Two-Gun Hart, H-A-R-T. Now, this is the Brooklyn boy, remember, who ran away from home when this century was still young. A 13-year-old New Yorker who fled the city and traveled west, eventually to become Richard James Hart. Two-Gun Hart, lawman. He wore a pair of .45s at his hips, and so was known as Two-Gun. And he was good with those weapons, they say. Even early in his career as Homer, Nebraska's town marshal, after a couple of years, that town wasn't big enough for the one of him. He became a state sheriff and then a special officer for the Indian Service. This was the Prohibition era. The bad guys were selling liquor to the Winnebago and Omaha tribes. Two-Gun Hart was among the investigators. During those years, he chased bootleggers from Sioux City, Iowa to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And when the going got tough from time to time, life or death, tough, that pair of 45s always won, and when Prohibition ended, he was reappointed town marshal in Homer, Nebraska. A few years later, he hung up his guns. He'd already lost one eye in a fight, and soon the other eye was starting to bother him. It was said that once upon a time he could shoot the cap off a beer bottle at 100 feet, but in 1952, when he died of a heart attack in Homer, he was totally blind. Subsequently, the heroic reputation of Richard James Two-Gun Hart, well, it suffered somewhat. In fact, now it may be told that he did not retire voluntarily from his job as town marshal. He was fired. It was discovered that he had used local store keys, with which he had been entrusted, to steal things. There was another secret closely guarded by Two-Gun Hart, something that not even he realized until long after his dream of becoming a lawman had come true. For during the years of Prohibition, while Two-Gun Hart was battling bootleggers, sometimes brutally, the kid brother he never really knew was one. The kid brother was a bootlegger. And when at last this lawman had failed as a lawman, he was caught stealing and kicked out, he was flat broke. It was then that he notified the family which he had abandoned as a boy, the relatives with whom he'd had no contact in four decades, and thereafter his bootlegger brother supported him. The former town marshal now is supported by his bootlegger brother. You see, Richard James Hart was a name that he had chosen for himself because, well, he thought it sounded more like the name of a Western hero than his own real name, which was Vincenzo Capone. Capone. Oh, yes, you've heard of his kid brother, Al. Only now you know the rest of the story.